Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Pastor Dave Watson of the Washington First Assembly of God. Summer is winding down. I know that's hard to believe. How has your summer been going? What kinds of things have you been talking about this summer?
This summer has been so busy. We have gone to lots of different places. We've had camps and conferences and those kind of things. And I think the biggest thing that keeps coming to my attention and that the biggest question that's being asked is, in all the grand scheme of things, when you read scripture, when you go to church, all those religious activities that we do, almost just out of a habit, where do we fit in? What's our part? So it's been an interesting summer to start addressing those kind of issues and those kind of things, because a lot of times we view scripture as a story, or sometimes we see scripture as a piece of literature. But when we actually stop and look at it and begin to place that against our life, we begin to notice a pattern in scripture. And one of the biggest things that we've noticed is that God always seems to use imperfect people. And I don't know about you, but that makes me feel a little bit better about myself. That perfection, yes, God deals with the perfection standard, but he uses imperfect people to accomplish what he needs to do. And so we began about 9 weeks ago, actually the beginning of summer, we started doing something at our church called The Story. And it's actually journeying through scripture from Genesis all the way to Revelation. It's 31 weeks long. But just trying to find our place in that, because it can be really confusing or just frustrating to start trying to find your place and trying to place an unrealistic expectation on yourself.
And it can be tough trying to apply those centuries-old pieces to today.
Right.
How do you discuss this with your congregation?
Well, one of the easiest things that we found is just to simply go to Scripture. And if you just take the story of Jonah. You know, we know about Jonah and the whale. If you've been in Sunday school any length of time, you've heard that story. Some of us learned to sing the song in children's church. But when you look at how this applies to our life, Jonah actually had a very bitter heart against the people of Nineveh. And if you look at today's society, we see racism and those kind of things that are coming out in the news and different places around the country. And what we see is that God's opinion of racism. And we actually can apply that to today, because God told Jonah, it's not yours to decide. They're my creation. Just like I created you, I created them. And so who are you to tell me who I can bless and who I can't bless? And so it's been kind of a rebuke. But then we also see that even though Jonah rebelled, that God actually provided for him, and he actually blessed Jonah in what he did. He didn't condone his racism, but he actually blessed him when Jonah asked for forgiveness. And so that brings back another thing for us. Even though in our imperfection and we being human and we're going to make mistakes, that God is still there. He is not writing off and doing some big checkoff list up in heaven right now saying, oh, these people are terrible, so they no longer can have anything to do with me. He's just saying, I sent Jesus so you could actually be with me.
So there's quite a bit that people can absorb. Can you remind our listeners when your services are held?
Sure. Our services are on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And then we are going through the story on our Wednesday evening services at 7 o'clock. And we also have youth going at that time. This has been a church-wide study that we're going through. So from our youngest children in church to the oldest people that are sitting in the congregation, we're all going through this together.
And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners as summer kind of comes to a close?
You know, summer comes to a close, and we kind of have a, you know, kind of a down attitude. But I would encourage you to look at what's coming. You know, we have a new school year that's about to get started. And to begin, and now is such a great time to begin, if you haven't made it a habit to go after and to help your spiritual life grow, this is an amazing opportunity. It's an amazing time to do that. So I would encourage everyone to Wherever you go, whatever church you're affiliated with, or if you're not affiliated with one, we would love to have you come and to just find your identity in Christ, because that's what really matters.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Pastor Dave Watson of the Washington First Assembly of God. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.